In the Syrian capital of Damascus, more than 100 people have been killed in suicide attacks and explosions over the past few days. The attacks come as Syria reaches a grim anniversary. It's been 6 years since the beginning of the civil war there. NPR's Allison Muse reports the attacks could signal a push by a powerful jihadist coalition to reshape the direction of the conflict.
Over the past week, normally secure areas of Damascus have been hit by a series of deadly explosions. Yesterday, a suicide bomber entered the gate of Syria's main courthouse, killing at least 25 people. State TV said the bomber was wearing a military uniform and handed his gun over before rushing into the lobby and blowing himself up in the crowd. About an hour later, a suicide bomber attacked a restaurant, which opposition activists say is popular with security officials. Syria analyst Ayman Jawad al-Tamimi says that with rebel groups losing ground to the government, these attacks are an attempt by hardline jihadists to become the vanguard of a new insurgency.
The perpetrators may be intensifying these kinds of large-scale attacks as a way to show themselves a serious force fighting the regime, and that there are perhaps potential ways to make an impact rather than submitting to the political process and, you know, subordinating in the interests of the revolution, so to speak.
No group has yet taken responsibility for the bombings, but they follow a Saturday attack claimed by an al-Qaeda-linked group that killed 74 people at a Shiite pilgrimage site in Damascus. The group claimed the bombings were on behalf of the revolution. Analyst Tamimi says the group is
using the language of revolution and not compromising on the goals of the revolution as a means to make itself the face of the insurgency.
Tamimi says that with the rebellion losing in Syria's major cities, rebels may be choosing between making concessions to the regime they opposed or these kind of attacks. Alison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.